Typically, we don't have much trouble forgiving children because we know they're weak. We don't have difficulty forgiving our own children when they do wrong, when they disobey us, when they talk back, when they sin. We are eager to forgive them because we love them and because we understand they're weak. And so it is in the family of God. There has to be vast room for forgiveness. And as I said, never are you more like God than when you forgive. And Proverbs 19:11 says, it is a man's glory to pass by a transgression. Never are you more noble, never are you more exalted as a human being than when you forgive, when you pass over a transgression. Ephesians 4:32 says that we are to forgive one another even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Or in the words of Colossians 3:13, forgive one another even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. We are to forgive because it is godlike. We are to forgive because we understand that we are weak and we fail and we sin and we are ever and always in need of forgiveness. We are to forgive because it is the noblest thing we do. We are to forgive because God in Christ has forgiven us. You have some wonderful models of forgiveness in the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 50, you have Joseph forgiving his brothers for the horrific deed of selling him into slavery. In 1 Samuel 24, you have David in verse 7 forgiving his enemy Saul. In 1 Samuel 25, you have David forgiving Nabal. In 2 Samuel 19, David forgiving Shimei, who cursed him. You have a lot of illustrations of forgiveness. The greatest illustration of forgiveness is God in Christ. Forgiveness is basic to Christian experience. Paul wrote a letter to his friend Philemon, who had a runaway slave named Onesimus, and Paul had met him in Rome, led him to the knowledge of the gospel. He was converted to Christ. Paul says, you've got to go back, and he writes the letter called Philemon, pleading with Philemon to forgive him and take him back. Forgiveness is so basic to God's dealings with us that it must also be basic to our dealing with one another. Yes, we admit we're weak, sinful, foolish, prone to disobedience, ignorant. We need lots